Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. There is so much going on, both here on planet Earth and in the world above, as above, so below. Rare and powerful movements are underway amongst the planets, and major shifts are happening here on the planet. It is an onslaught of energy. I don't know, how are you guys all keeping up? I'm finding it hard to keep up. How do we align with the rhythm of the universe when everything seems so unsettled? Today is Valentine's Day. Love energy is in the air. We're approaching a cosmic reboot as the eclipse portal opens Tuesday with a Leo new moon lunar eclipse. One of the virtues associated with the Leo archetype is love. And Tuesday is also, that same Tuesday, is also the first day of the Chinese New Year, the year of the fire horse. So get ready to gallop. Things are going to get hot and move quickly as old systems collapse and old dried up patterns burn away. Venus, Pallas Athene, the North Node, and Mercury hold us in the remnants of Pisces energy. Gathering the lessons of this closing cycle, they're trying to wrap up loose ends and help pull together the last pieces that we need to take with us as we approach the zero point, 0 degrees Aries, where Neptune and Saturn, both which have just left Pisces, are leading the way, and they will meet on Friday at 0 degrees Aries, the alpha point, where all things come into emergence, where seeds burst forth into new life. The energy is high as the buildup leads to a point of unavoidable release. The pressure that we've been under cannot sustain. Our nervous systems are amped up and definitely need support. You know, the airwaves are filled with so much information, and it's difficult to know what is illusion and what is real. What is honest? What is true? My social media apps are full of contradicting and confusing posts as some group tries to influence my thinking and convince me to buy in one way or the other with their ideas. I am learning how to turn it down, sort it out, turn it off. I mean, it's called doom scrolling for a reason, right? When we get stuck in some of those places. Yet it's challenging to disengage from the lower energy vibrations. Excessive scrolling, or excessive anything really, reflects the need for control. From a deep subconscious place, we feel a need to be on alert, to be informed, to know what's happening. It's a call from our limbic system, and it's about survival. We don't really like to call it this, yet at its root, it's fear. Fear of what may happen. Fear of being powered over. Fear of being discounted, unheard, wrong, unworthy in some way. When we use fear consciously, it can be a tool, right? It can help us avoid pain. It can help keep us safe. Yet used unconsciously, when we react from fear, it can cause greater pain and it can keep us stuck. The ego, the human part of ourselves, uses fear to keep us in check. It limits us, holding us in a status quo type of living where we want things to stay the way they've always been. That doesn't work so well in a life system that continually prompts growth, expansion, and evolution. We are to be more. The transpersonal planets have been making big moves, stimulating an elevation in consciousness that is materializing right before our eyes. Each individual cell of humanity, that's me and you, is dealing with fear and either courageously acknowledging and working through it, or locking down into ego, control, and maintaining the status quo. The heavens are busy. The outer planets and the personal planets and luminaries are active too. We are like coal in the fire, the heat and pressure transforming us into diamond. The full moon 2 weeks ago, on Sunday, February 1st, put the spotlight on the individual versus the collective. That's kind of the energy we've been sitting in. The sun in Aquarius and the moon in Leo holds a line of opposition called the axis of authenticity. It's the line between the self and the collective. The full moon asked, who are we when the I and the collective merge and become one? It asks us to find that sweet space where we are unafraid to bring our true self forward and we recognize the uniqueness in everyone. With right use of Leo energy, we joyfully and wholeheartedly stand in our strength, and we magnanimously want the same for every individual. Leo energy, fire energy, operates from the heart. It is courageous, present, generous, and wants to have a good time. If you could see the current astrology chart, you would see the south node standing on one side of the wheel while a whole group gathers in opposition. Pluto, Mars, Vesta, and the sun in Aquarius, Venus, Pallas Athene, north node, and Mercury all in Pisces, Saturn, Neptune, Lilith, Sirius, Chiron, and Eris, all leading us into Aries and a new place of emergence. We are human and more, and that more is ready to emerge. Like it or not, consciously engaged or not, we are moving into a new future. In this emerging year of the Fire Horse, a 1 year in numerology, with Neptune and Saturn approaching the zero point of Aries, the signs and forces come together to clearly indicate that humanity is at a major new emergence point in our identity. Are we able to recognize the wounds of ego and release the outmoded beliefs, methodologies, and limitations that have created the world as we see it today? Can we see what's worked and what hasn't? Can we clean up the karma and messes of our human creations to really bring a new world into existence? These are the questions before us. Do we make room for everyone in a balance that best serves the whole? Do we allow genuine personal expression, or do we try to mold people to fit into boxes that are comfortable for us? How well does our individual heart hold space for community and greater good? And how well are we able to know ourselves and stand comfortably present in ourselves without falling into judgment, fear, separating everyone else into boxes that we either accept or we don't? With Tuesday's new moon eclipse, we can take what has come to light and claim a path that is right for us. Love is the antidote to fear. And with fear running rampant, I've been giving a lot of thought to how to bring more love. At a song circle recently, we sang a song written by Melanie Demore called Lead with Love. Lead with love. That is the prompt of this planetary energy. How do we open hearts, cultivate compassion, and expand our capacity for love and faith? Yikes. I mean, that's not an easy task. And maybe much more difficult, how do we keep our hearts open when we are bombarded with cruelty, harshness, fear, and uncertainty? What do we do when we experience or see something that we recognize as evil? Evil. It's an interesting word. Spelled backward, it reads live. Anything that detracts from our ability to live, that takes us away from greater life, is how I've come to define evil. To this point in human development, we've been very focused on I. We needed to be. It was an emphasis on ego that's gotten us this far. We needed it to survive. And yet we can see where the I tips too far into places of greed, control, and power over. It's created hierarchies, competition, and judgment, and is no longer working for the good of all. We can recognize that life for the majority is not working so well. The American dream seems a thing of the past, and the systems that we built work best only for a select few. The labels we've designed to keep each other in boxes are breaking down and are no longer valid. We are ready for the next big leap, to step into the next level of human development, the next level of consciousness. So now we are presented with an accelerated opportunity to consider what would it be like to live in a way that includes and supports all life, that recognizes one humanity. Because truly, if we are to rise or fall, it will be as one people. The emphasis on I must shift. If we can open that I, just stretch it and widen it out so that it becomes an O, able to encompass more, we transcend the limitation of I. Live becomes love. The narrative shifts from the individual to unity. This is the call of the age of Aquarius. The needs of the individual are to be honored, embraced, and transcended, becoming a unique and authentic force that enhances life for all. So back to the question. If we are to bring more love to life, what does that look like? We are all learning. I've lived a pretty sheltered life. I grew up in a geographical and emotional space that centered around me and mine. I think that's how most of it is, how it's been for most of us. In the rural Midwest, I didn't get much exposure to people of other cultures or colors. And back to that word fear, we tend to be fearful of what we don't know. There was a lot I didn't know. When I graduated from college, where I met my first gay friend, I took a job at a juvenile detention center. I became good friends with a black male coworker. We became good pals. I'll never forget the weekend he came with me for a visit to my little hometown. We were noticed. All eyes were on us. Once, driving to a work conference on Interstate 80 through Iowa, we were harassed by a carload of young white men honking and flashing the finger. They would speed up close behind us, then pass and brake. You know, they were messing with us. The only reason I could think it was happening was because Vern was a black man and I was a young white woman. That experience impacted me and yet is so ridiculously insignificant compared to what black people were experiencing on a daily basis. I was so naive, I simply didn't know. I had been sheltered in my little world. I heard, but didn't really take in the message of Martin Luther King and his ideas around peaceful protest. I heard the words, hate can't drive out hate, only love can do that. And I wondered how people could not fall into hate when they endured so much. What strength of character must it take to respond to evil without violence? To be a force for good instead. I got a greater education when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, and the Black Lives Matter movement brought more stories to public attention. Even then, I could stand in a place of safety, like on the sidelines. I could hear what was happening and be horrified, yet know it likely wasn't going to happen to me. I could rest. Relatively easy in my comfortable status quo. We live in a world now where evil can no longer hide. Its actions are more widespread and more overt. They are documented, filmed, recorded with audio and video. The evils are whistleblown. People are standing forth and speaking up. In today's United States of America, the reputed land of the free and home of the brave, the evils that Black Americans have lived for centuries with have now spilled over to Brown Americans, White Americans, and people all around the world. We should have seen it coming, yet it was easy to ignore, or maybe just not get involved, as long as I and mine were all right. Greed, control, cruelty, judgment have become visible evils, no longer hidden. They have become more and more overt, and I don't think we can deny that they detract from our ability to live, let alone love. They are eroding and overpowering opportunities as individuals and families strive to achieve peace, cooperation, compassion, acceptance, to achieve an American dream that blocks them at every turn. We have created systems that once you're down, they don't let you up very easily. It's no longer out there somewhere. Evil is knocking loudly in our communities and our own front door. We can no longer deny it or ignore it. The time has come for every individual to choose a response. Can you choose love? So ironic to me that the people who have suffered greatly at the hands of evil are now the ones ready and able to teach us how to respond with love. That is the message of the indigenous peoples. That is the wise message carried forward in legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. That is the placement of Chiron and Eris come to life. Those who have been wounded have learned. They've gained techniques, skills, and practices that have helped them through their own healing journey, enabling them to share what they've learned to help those who come after. We can no longer deny or turn away from what we see in ourselves or from the world around us. We need to see, acknowledge, and address what has been created. And we need to form an effective response. Not hate. We've been there, done that, seen it time and time again. Hate doesn't work. We have seen that violence begets violence and hate perpetuates hate. We need, as woo-woo as some people might want to name it, what we need is light and love. Light, knowledge, good sense, lived experience, wisdom, higher guidance. Love, compassion, connection, open hearts, lots of vital energy. Yet we have to recognize that light has to appear in the darkness or it is nothing. And love is not silent, nor is it always pretty. It is loud and passionate. We are in the fire. Fire is hot and cleansing and destroys all that is draining life. So, how do we stand in the fire and bring love? For everyone who has asked, what can I do? First of all, tune into your heart and let your heart be your guide. Open your heart and let it tell you. And here's a few more ideas. Smile, sing, dance. Open your door, physically and metaphorically. Reach out to others and let others in. Let in some fresh air and some new light. Gather in community. Look out for your neighbor. Listen. be present, encourage, speak kindly, feed and nurture where you can, share your resources, bring your gifts, stand for what you know. Just follow one of your passions or your concerns and learn what you can. Get involved in some ways. Share that information. Allow yourself to step up and use your knowledge and share your expertise. Little things can have the biggest impact. And it's not so much about what you do, it's about who you are. So be the love. Bring you. Heal you. Love you. I was sitting in the sun this morning, enjoying the fresh breeze, thinking of all the sweet pieces that have come into my life, and I'm feeling so grateful. And I realize that I often don't let that all in, that fullness. I want to say humanity as a whole, have been stuffed full of limiting energy, fear, doubt, competition, comparison, beliefs. All of that needs to go so we can fill up with the good stuff instead. As I sat there, the words came with a simple little tune. Fill me up with love. Fill me up, fill me up with love. I am ready. I am ready to be loved. And the words just kept flowing. Peace, truth, strength, joy, hope. Fill me up with hope. Fill me up, fill me up with hope. I am ready to be whole. Fill me up with light. Fill me up, fill me up with light. I am ready to be light. We're on the threshold, witnessing the first light of a new dawn. And it's always darkest before the dawn. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis, with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny.
Please keep singing.
Ooh. on me warm, sweet.